Test Driving Affirmations. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Test Driving Affirmations. We all have desires, we all have choices, we all have something that turns us on and something that turns us off. But what is it that turns you on? What is it that turns me on? That's what I'm affirming. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what I'm living. That's what I'm dreaming. That's what's going on in my mind. And that's the only thing that I'll ever know. Test drive affirmations. I test drive affirmations to affirm and to manifest and to bring forth in my experience my reality. Now, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We've heard that. And we've heard that whatever we think about, we bring forth in our life, and we do. We bring that forth. Now, people say, I'd like to be a millionaire. I'd like to be independently wealthy. I'd like to be healthy. I'd like to be this. I'd like to be that. Well, that's great. Those are affirmations. Those are affirmations you would like to be. Not that you are, but you would like to be. Now, what would you like to be? What sort of a person would you like to be? What sort of a being would you like to be? What sort of a life would you like to live? Who are you? Who am I? These are good questions because the answer is all too evident, too obvious, who I am. If you have a thought in your mind that you would like to have good health, then you think good health all the time. There is not one thought in your mind or mine that is contrary to good health. I do not study ill health. I do not read books on ill health. I do not wonder about good health. I know it. Good health is my every thought, my every statement, my every expression of who I am. That's all. Good health. I am good health. And when I say I am good health, I am. I say I have a marvelous complexion. Now, do I mean I have a marvelous complexion, or do I mean I do not have a marvelous complexion? What thoughts go through my mind? You know, when you really get down to it, we do not even think about our perfection. We have a body that is whole and perfect. Now, can you tell me what is going on your left shoulder, in the middle of your back on the left shoulder there? No. You don't know what's going on in those cells. Can you tell me what's going on the tip of your head? Can you tell me what's going on in your liver, in your pancreas? Can you tell me what's going on in various aspects of your body? Oh, there are some that I know. That's right. And those are the ones where you are not experiencing wholeness. When you experience wholeness, you do not even know that that area exists. You do not even know that there is a condition that needs to be taken care of, because there's no condition that needs to be taken care of. All is in divine order. The majority of a human's body at the time of passing is in ideal condition. Every organ, action, function is ideal. One or two might be out of order, and because they're out of order, they messed up the whole body. Now, we do that. We mess up our whole body by having one or two of the areas out of order. Now, how can we get them in order? How can we get our pancreas in order? How can we get our lungs in order? How can we get our complexion in order? How can we get ourselves in order? Well, obviously, as a man thinketh, so he is. Okay, let's think about my body as a temple of the living God. My body, every organ, action, function, my body is perfect. My body is a wonderful, beautiful instrument. My body is perfect. I live in my ideal body. my original purity and integrity, that's what I live in, my original purity and integrity. I think nothing other than my original purity and integrity. My original purity and integrity is the only thing that goes on in my thinking, the only thing that goes on in my mind, the only affirmation that I am test driving. I'm test driving the affirmation, I'm whole and perfect. I'm test driving the affirmation, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I'm test driving, I live an ideal spirit-minded body. I live an ideal spirit-minded body. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what an ideal spirit, mind, and body would be like? No! No, you cannot imagine it. You cannot imagine it because when you have it, you don't know it. You don't even know the cells of your body that are all doing the right thing that they're supposed to be doing. You only know about the cells that you have given permission to step off base. You only know about the cells that are not cooperating with your ideal format. And it's up to you, up to me, to put the cause in motion by our affirmations of who and what we are. Now, I don't affirm that the cells on my back are perfect. They are. I don't affirm that my heart is perfect. It is. I don't affirm this, that, the other thing. All I affirm is I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's all. No particulars, no details. All I do is say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. And that just leads to thinking of wholeness and leads to thinking of perfection and leads to thinking that possibly it's not there. Now, did you ever think of saying, I like me? That you just like yourself? Did you ever take a snuggly little kitty cat and cuddle it in your arms and snuggle it and snuggle it and say, oh, you're so wonderful, and have the kitty go purr, 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 and just snuggle back? You don't say, you're whole and perfect, kitty cat. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You just say, I like you. Think of what would happen to your own body if you said, I like you, with that same feeling you give to the kitty cat. My goodness sakes. I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, yes, nothing more and nothing less. So simple, so beautiful, so complete, so fantastic, so glorious, so wonderful. I like me, I like me, I like me. Do you have the drive to say it? You pick up a kitty cat and this little baby kitten and it snuggles with you. You pick up a little fuzzy puppy and you snuggle him and he just sort of wiggles in your arms and he just sort of wants to lick your face and kiss you and kiss you and kiss you. What do you think? You're thinking, oh, isn't that nice? Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, this is what you want to think about your body. Oh, isn't it nice? I like me. I like, oh, I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Test driving affirmations is very important. We can have affirmations be the greatest thing in the world for us, or we can have them be just something that came and left no results. But when you snuggle a kitty cat, when you snuggle a baby kitten, when you snuggle a baby dog, when you snuggle a baby child, when you snuggle your beloved, you feel, I like me, I like me, I like me. Well, let me offer you the suggestion to make every moment of your day an I like me moment. Every moment of your life an I like me moment. Every moment of all, I like me. And watch the miracle result in your life that's already there. Okay? Try it and see it. It really does work. It's so wonderful. Think how you feel when you hold that kitten, that baby puppy, that baby child, that baby self of you that says, I like me. I like me. I like me.